This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The last two viable bills for filling the state budget holes are headed to the House floor, but with much smaller fiscal impact than their original versions. Senate Bill 10 by Rick Ward had originally required business to choose between taking the industrial tax exemption or the inventory tax credit. It was amended in House Ways and Means.
If you receive the industrial tax exemption, then you can receive the inventory tax credit, but only as a non-refundable credit.
Representative Stephanie Hilferty asked Senator Ward about the budget impact.
Do we have any idea what this will do to the fiscal note with this amendment?
I think the current fiscal note stands at $68 million. It would be less 10% of that.
The bill started at $146 million. Now it's down to $57 million, but it is still moving. So is Senate Bill 6, now with a fiscal note of 13 rather than $50 million. It also deals with the inventory tax credit, restoring full refundability to small businesses, but capping the credit at $1 million for the largest industries. Its author, Senator J.P. Morrell.
It's an effort to try and redress an issue for our small businesses at the expense of some of our larger ones, and I fully acknowledge that. It's beyond doubt, it's an absolute fact that the largest companies in our state pay no tax, and in some instances, we refund the money over their tax liability.
Bob Bowman, a lobbyist for the oil and gas industry, opposed the bill.
This is not a subsidy to business. It's a subsidy to local government.
And early this afternoon, the full House approved both bills. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.